You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 128 of the Wisdom by Wessa show on the Horse Radio Network. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks-Coletti.
And this is Sophia Aguila. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. The exhibitor contracts for the August WESA trade show have been available since the beginning of this month. What is the turnout so far, Sophia?
No promises just yet, but it looks like the August WESA trade show will be growing once again, because within just a few days, we actually received over 100 contracts. And just FYI, the contract is available until May 10th, so still some time to go.
I know it's early, but what's new for the upcoming show?
So besides the new exhibitors and the new products and, of course, the new trends, we're also adding a special showcase on the 14th floor that will be new. And it's basically a mix of the typical runway features and the innovation stations. We're calling it the Discovery Runway, where products will be displayed throughout the show. And exhibitors can sign up online just after completing the main part of the exhibitor contract.
And I've heard that you've teamed up with Amy Morehouse?
Yes, WESA teamed up with Morehouse Consulting for this dynamic product showcase on the 14th floor. So the displays will be crafted by her experienced merchandisers just to really stand out. So make sure you take a look during the show on the 14th floor.
While in college, Kip Smith was actively involved in barrel racing and decided one way to help cover his costs and entry fees was to sell some t-shirts at rodeos and barrel races. That worked. And after college, Smith began to focus on building the brand through e-commerce marketing, selling Western wear t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Then last year came the idea for a brand new necklace concept, a belt buckle necklace featuring a mini monogram buckle. The line was a hit, and now even more True West products are headed to the market. Kip joins us today to chat about all this, including the plan to add retail distribution for the brand. Kip Smith.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, this is going to be a good show. You are a young entrepreneur in the Western world who actually started in college. Why don't we talk about a little bit about how that became the origin of Spurs West?
Yes. So, first, I want to say thank you guys for having me on the show. I'm very excited to share with you and everyone about Spur West and how we came to this point. But I started my journey in entrepreneurship in college, and I was a freshman in college, and I was barrel racing. At that time in my life, I was working a part-time job. And if everybody out there that's in the Western world knows, a part-time job, it's tough to pay entry fees and diesel and all the good things that come with rodeoing with a part-time job income. So I said, maybe I can make some t-shirts and I can take them with me and I can pay for my entry fees and my diesel. And if I break even, then that's a good day. And so I did that for a few years. I would travel to events. I would race my horse and set up a booth. And I had friends that would help me. I would be like, hey, I got to go jump on my horse so someone can take over the booth for a minute. Actually, one of my really good friends that has been there since the beginning was Amanda Harridan. She actually is a Western influencer that goes by Neon Wrangler. And we've been friends for 15 years, and And yeah, friends like her just like helped me be able to do this. And so I did that for a few years, and then I got out of barrel racing. And after that, I started focusing more on social media marketing and the e-commerce side of the store, and started working with a lot of influencers and making a social media post, and that did really well. And then that led me to here where I'm at today. In the last year and a half or so, I've really taken a focus towards growing our retailers and working with stores to try to get our brand out there. And this past January was our first WESSA show. And in the last year, we've also launched new product. Our jewelry line is new, and we're really excited about it. And we're also launching some new apparel items. For many years, the brand was in the space of like t-shirts and hats and hoodies, but now we are expanding the line to a more diverse goods, such as like outerwear jackets and some shoes and things like that. And we're very excited to show some of that this year.
The interesting thing is you suddenly made the segue from wearables, if you will, to the jewelry area with kind of unique concept of buckle necklaces. So describe how that came about. And I know you started off with some ideas with it, but it kind of has become a centerpiece product around which you're building your jewelry line, if I understand it right.
Yes. Yes. So I had the idea for the mini belt buckle necklace. It was May of last year. And I thought it would be really cool because I've won a few belt buckles in my past, and they kind of just sit and collect dust. I don't wear them too often. I know some people wear theirs a lot, but I just didn't incorporate them into my everyday wear. And I feel like there was a lot of people that maybe also didn't wear them all the time, because, you know, some of those buckles are really big. And when you sit down, they're not super comfortable. So I was like, it would be neat to take that idea of a belt buckle and make it into a jewelry piece that you can wear much easier. And I go to a big youth competition every year in Perry, Georgia, called Youth World, NBHA Youth World Championships. And that's where I wanted to introduce the mini belt buckle. And we had a small engraver where we could engrave on the buckle like finalist or world qualifier, and give someone the option to have a belt buckle, but instead of it being on their belt, it can be as a necklace. And that did good, but then we realized with as small as the belt buckle was, you couldn't fit too many words on it without it being legible. So then we started going towards like either a name or a one single letter. And that is where we really started taking the mini belt buckle collection is more personal for people, whether it be like a letter for their significant other, their own name, or maybe even a child's name. Also, three letter monograms have been good for us. So we've taken a more personal route with it. And we're glad we're going this route, because now it opens up it up to lots more people, maybe people that don't even compete, that would like a little bit of Western style in their everyday wear.
Well, this is a good time for Casey to come in, because Casey has won buckles. She is also and still is a professional barrel racer, but she also wears necklaces. I haven't done either of those. So we're going to bring Casey in here to talk about that whole concept for a little bit.
I'm still sitting here waiting to ask Kip if maybe he can come up with a way for me to pay for my diesel and my entry fees. The norm. Let's be honest. Let's switch this interview around here. No. So just an initial thought, I'm like, why can't you give these little buckle necklaces as awards, where people are ordering these as awards too? Is that a possibility?
Yes. Yes, that is a possibility. That was actually also one of our original ideas, is that we could open this up to associations and places for award necklaces. And I think we still can do that. It's just that we may not be able to fit, you know, with a traditional belt buckle, you have lots of information on it.
Right.
It may have to be condensed a little bit, but yeah. I think, yeah, we could definitely do some award top necklaces for different associations.
It'd be so cool because, like you said, buckles, I mean, actually, in the office I'm sitting in, all my buckles are hanging on the wall and I don't think I touch any of them. And I love to have them, but it would be so nice to have another option to wear to, you know, a necklace would be super cool. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your other products too, though, besides just the jewelry. So you have the little buckle necklaces, and then what other pieces of jewelry?
We also have a mini horse head pendant that we can engrave someone's, like the horse's blaze or the horse's name on like the pendant. And then we also have a little shark wrangler necklace, and that's one of our designs that we created a few years ago, and it is a cowboy riding a great white shark.
Oh geez. How funny.
But
I'm gonna have to scroll and look now. I gotta see it.
Yeah.
I'm but scrolling.
Right now the belt buckles have been like our huge introductory to jewelry, and but we do have another very exciting jewelry piece that we're working on. I can't quite share the details of it yet, but we also are working on a few more ways to do the belt buckle line. Like we are looking at introducing a bracelet and then possibly a few more items with the belt buckle.
There's a necklace here that would actually be perfect for you, Mike. It says Outlaw.
Oh, there you go. That's what I need.
Well, let's just talk about the shirts and the hoodies and the cute little designs. Where do you get the inspiration for the designs for your apparel?
A lot of the inspiration comes from both my experience in the Western world. I grew up with horses and on a farm and going to horse shows and rodeos and, you know, watching the NFR from home and listening to country music growing up. But also as I got older, I moved to a city and started diversifying everything that I was like taking in, like just being in a city and seeing different cultures and different types of people and mainstream. So it's a mix of like Western culture, and we try to look at what the whole world is also doing when it comes to like fashion and trends, and try to mix those two worlds, because we think it's we're so excited about Western kind of growing, and that Western can be for not only people in the rodeo and Western and rural community, but Western style can also be for people that live in cities. So that's where our inspiration comes from. It's a mix of both of those worlds, really trying to create a perfect harmony of modern trends and true Western classic style.
And the spur design is super cute.
Thank you. Thank you. That the spur design was, it was from our very original logo, and the logo has changed since then, but our first customer base was our barrel racers in the Southeast United States. And those guys and gals really ate up that design. They loved it. And we made lots of different patterns and designs out of it. So it's kind of been a staple piece for us, but we're also right now we're expanding our apparel line. We've got some new bomber jackets that we brought to WESA this past January, and we had a lot of people interested in those. And we, West Desperado, she actually came by our booth and she gave us a Style Eyes Award for our new bomber jackets.
Nice. Well, congrats. You mentioned that WESA in January was the first show you had been to. Are you guys going to be there in August as well?
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Lord willing, we will be there in August.
Yeah.
We'll go back to WESA and the WESA show for a moment. But as you were talking, you'd like to expand from an e-commerce company only and add retail distribution. So then my question is, if I am a retailer and I want to order necklaces, do I pre-order them with certain initials, or how is that going to work so that you get both, you get the concept of the buckle necklace, but you also are able to do the customization? How are you going to go about that?
For our retailers, we're going to have a select group of the belt buckle necklaces that will be for our retailers. We're at this moment, we're not opening up the customization for retailers right now. We're going to stick to some of our designs that we have like bulk and in stock. But right now we have a wholesale portion on our website where a wholesaler can come and sign up to apply to be a retailer with us. And then at that point, we will reach back out to them, provide them with the line sheet, and then hopefully get an order with them and then supply them with our buckles. And right now we have a lot of our buckles on pre-order because in early February, we went viral on TikTok and Instagram with some of our buckle necklaces, and our stock was completely wiped out. And then, so we've been working on getting our next batch of buckles in, and they're actually scheduled to come in about a week or so. So we are about to be processing a lot of our pre-orders that we've gotten from customers. And we have wholesalers right now that are also waiting to get some buckles in their stores as well.
Well, there's both good and bad things about being sold out, and you're experiencing both of those. I'm assuming, however, as you look at the retail market, that you're looking at retailers who will carry the full line of wearables in addition to jewelry?
Yes, we're keeping it pretty open-ended right now. We've had stores be interested in just our apparel. We've had stores that are interested in just our jewelry, and we've had stores that are interested in a collection of both the apparel and the jewelry. So whatever works for the store, we're willing to work with them as well.
And if I'm a retailer listening to the show and I want to chat with you about becoming a retailer carrying your lines, what do I do?
I would first go to our website, and at the very in the footer, there's a wholesale section. And there's a quick little application and just get some basic information like your store name and where you're located. And then that'll send us an email. And then from there, we can start a conversation via email. And then we also provide our wholesalers with a phone number that they can call or text us as well.
Now, do you have any particular requirements for a retailer to become? I'm assuming, based on where your e-commerce went and the fact you use TikTok and some of the social media, you would also accept retailers who were not in the Western business.
Yes, we are learning as we go. And I think as long as the store kind of carries some Western products or there, I can't think of any reasons why we would turn down, per se, a wholesaler.
It's interesting because it's, you know, we talk to a lot of people in a lot of parts of the Western industry and the Western product industry. And it's really kind of fun to talk to young entrepreneurs who are coming up with a different approach to doing business, who have embraced the social media and the technology that's now available to them. In your case, you embraced the technology and the social media marketing before embracing the retail distribution network. And I think it's a great thing that people who listen to our show have a chance to hear the approaches and the differences and the opinions and the goals of both the tried and true people that we have on at times and people like yourself, the young entrepreneurial people who want to grow in our industry. So I thank you for sharing the time with us and sharing the insight into Spur West.
Yes. Thank you guys as well for having me on. I think we are so excited to be a part of this industry and to keep growing. And like I said, we are very looking forward to coming in August and making this a yearly tradition.
Well, I think the same is true on our side. So thanks a lot for spending time with us, Kip.
Yes, thank you guys as well.
The show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywessa.com. And feedback, of course, we'd love to hear if you have any. There's a contact link on that website.
The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywessa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. WESA, where the industry meets.